John Byram was not a pastor. He was not even an organist. But he did know the English language. He developed one of the first English shorthand systems and made his living teaching it. In 1749, his 19-year-old daughter Dorothy asked her father to write a poem for her for Christmas. And when she came to the breakfast table on Christmas morning, there on her plate was a paper titled Christmas Day for Dolly. It was in iambic pentameter. He did know the English language. And although he threw in some trochaic feet, it was regular enough that someone at the church was able to set a melody to it or invent a melody for it. And the next year, on Christmas Day in the morning, a group of people from the choir at the church came and sang outside their door, "Christians awake, salute the happy morn." Today we're using that hymn in a meditation worked out by Prof. Sitto with readings from Luke 2 and Revelation 19 and 20 in contemporary translations, some of them by Prof. Sitto himself, interspersed with the six stanzas of hymn 84. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the village inn. Some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened, but the angel reassured them, "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth."
Thank you.
Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. In the highest, glory to God, on earth, peace, among men, goodwill. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let us go to Bethlehem. Let us see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them, and because they had seen the child just as the angel had said. Then the 24 elders and the four living things fell down and worshiped God who was sitting on the throne. They cried out, "Amen, Hallelujah!" And from the throne came a voice that said, "Praise our God, all his servants, from the least to the greatest, all who fear him." Then I heard again what sounded like the shout of a huge crowd or the roar of a mighty ocean waves, or the crash of loud thunder. Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and honor him, for the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a beautiful bride prepared for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, the home of God is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will remove all of their sorrows, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain, for the old world and all its evils are gone forever." Dearest Jesus, Holy Child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled within my heart, made clean and new, a quiet chamber kept for you. Amen.